This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 111 for Friday, October 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are recovering on Friday morning from Thursday's sharp losses. The November canola contract adds $5.30 at $697.50 per ton, and the January contract gains $5.50 at $710.70 per ton. Support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil. However, European rapeseed is to the downside, along with losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Modest gains in global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. There are more scattered showers in the forecast for the prairies on Friday, with temperatures beginning to moderate towards normal. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending October 15th exceed 460,000 tons and are higher than those a week ago. At more than 214,000 tons, canola exports are also up on the week, as is domestic usage at nearly 322,000 tons. Later today, Saskatchewan and Alberta will release their respective crop reports, which will likely be their final reports for 2023. The Canadian dollar is gaining ground on Friday morning, with the loonie rising to 73.1 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.91. Brazil continues to contend with weather extremes, with dry conditions in its north and center and wet condition in its south, as both play havoc with planting. Argentina remains in drought, which threatens its fledgling wheat crop. Also, Australia's wheat crop will be smaller this year than last, despite recent rains improving conditions. China says that September soybean imports from Brazil of nearly 6.9 million tons are up 23% from a year ago. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The November contract is down a nickel at $13.11 per bushel. December soy meal loses $2.50 at $420.50 per short ton. But December soy oil gains more than 0.8 cents at 53.96 cents per pound. Corn is slightly higher as its December contract bumps up 1.5 cents at 506.5 per bushel. Oats are higher, with its December contract advancing 9 cents at 384. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as well, as Chicago December is up 3 cents at 597. Kansas City December gained 7 cents at 683. And Minneapolis December adds 3.5 cents at 742.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 20th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.